Blog Talk Radio.
I get out of all your boxes. I get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised. Can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it. That nothing is for certain.
And welcome back to Vibrate Higher on this Frequency Sunday. I'm Queen Rich. I just want to thank everybody for your support. Thanks for joining every Wednesday, every Sunday, every Monday morning. I appreciate you all. We appreciate you all. Man, it's been a great fucking day for myself. I hope it's been likewise for you. Lisa Renee, how you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, and I want to say hey to all you Vibaronis. Backdooring off what Queen Rich said, I wanted to say I appreciate all the listeners. Last night I pulled a report, and it shows, like, when the callers call in, who's listening, how many people listen per show, and where they're located in the region. And I personally thank each and every one of you for everything that y'all do, keeping the numbers rising. So, again, greatly appreciative of, you know, what we have going here on Vibrate Higher. But today has just been like a busy day, and I feel like even if I borrowed time from someone else, I would still be short a few hours of the day. And I don't care what nobody say, today was shorter than yesterday, and I got off the clock a little late. I got some readings lined up when I get off, and I'm meeting with Coop D today. We didn't get to meet last night, but my nerves have been all over the place, and I just feel like today rushed me to get ready. And I feel like it's just time, because I'm proud of me, and this is something different, but I know it will be life-changing. And I don't want to go too far into that, but I didn't get to go to rehearsals last night because of miscommunication, but I am headed to rehearsal after the podcast, and I feel like I'm just so ready. And what happened was I sent a typo that I would meet him today, even though I was aware that it was Saturday. But I feel like the creator, the universe, whichever one people choose to call it, knew not to put me in that room with anybody last night. And it was so crazy because, I mean, you know how girls always be saying, I don't even suck dick like that. Like, dead ass, I don't. Yeah. But if I was in that type of mood. And so it was just like I was willing to risk this year and 4 months. And so I was just like, nah, I need to chill. But I feel like it was starting to irritate me. And it only did because I know you and I, we spoke yesterday, and I swear you put a fire in me that I ain't fucking putting out. And it was like in hearing me say certain shit to you, I was teaching myself self-control, because I know I told you, because you was like, have a drink. And I was like, nah, because when I drink, I can't control it. And that was telling me right then and there that I don't have self-control, so I should be able to do whatever I want to do, whatever I choose to do, and control it. So it's kind of like as far as the abstinence journey, the no drinking, not saying that, oh, I'm just going to pick up where I left off, but I feel like I'm not going to force myself not to do anything anymore, because I do have to learn self-control. And when it's something like sex, for example, I feel like I tend to abuse it. And so to me, it's not abuse. You know, it's not overdoing it, because that's what I love. And so I just have to be honest with myself. And I'm just this week, I'm just letting shit flow. Whatever happened, happened. So, yeah.
Yes.
But I know today's Mother's Day. You know, did y'all do anything special?
Girl, no. I mean, I wanted to, you know, just, you know, give baby some flowers and, you know, a card and stuff like that. Girl, it was raining today up here. So, you know, I didn't get out. We both just been chilling, watching our own shows. It's been real peaceful and calm, though, you know. Nothing major. It wasn't forced or nothing like that. We like, Happy Mother's Day, you know. We know what we do. So, no, it wasn't no big our way. I was going to ask you the same thing. Did you celebrate or anything?
Well, now I had to work, and I know, you know, it's Mother's Day and everything, but I ain't celebrating shit that I do 24/8 and before everything else. So I didn't really celebrate, like, because what is one day to the shit that I have to do each day I rise? But my kids and my mother, they got me some crystals. I got a new charm necklace with a new chakra, and I got some red roses, and then they purchased my LED lights for my film. So I'm forever grateful, even though I don't celebrate, and I feel like it's not me purposely trying to snatch, you know, these celebrations from them. But I love the fact that even though I choose not to celebrate, they always acknowledge me. So I'm grateful. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, too, because I don't give a damn what it is. I do not want to celebrate nothing, like, for real. Like, how long do we got to keep up with this shit? Like, how long are we going to keep up with this shit? But that's where I am to this point with every fucking, you know, holiday or, you know, recognition day. I know what I do. We know what we do. You know what I mean? But I'm just to that point, like, fuck every goddamn thing. Everything. Fuck everything. But
yes. Everything.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get too deep into that, I wanted to touch on this story that I told, you know, last season. I didn't have all the details then. I got a little more details now. And I want to tell this story so I can give my theory at the end. So anyway, we're going to discuss Organism 46B. I didn't even know the name of the shit or anything last season. So Organism 46B. Story is a team of 12 Russian scientists ventured off into, it's a lake, an Arctic lake, right? We're speaking about, you know, over by the ice walls and shit like that, somewhere over there. Let's just say that. So, and they say that the story is fictional, but it's too detailed for me. And why would somebody just make some shit up like this? Because, you know, what really happened? Anywho, so there's a doctor, and I don't want to mispronounce the dude's name or anything, but Dr. Anton Podolka. This is a Russian. These are Russian scientists, and it's important to remember Russian. So he claimed that, you know, they went on an expedition to a subterranean lake in the Arctic and discovered this creature, which was 2 miles under the ice. How the fuck you just go discover some shit? Okay, that's my question. Okay, so they discovered the lake, you know, and the lake is Lake Vostok. Okay, and it was covered up or whatever, but this squid was living up under this lake, right? And it's a 14-legged killer fucking squid, you know what I mean, that, you know, just unfucking, nobody's ever seen, right? And I can't tell y'all the times and dates and shit of when this happened, but that's not even the point of the story. But anyway, this squid could release venom into the water, which fucking killed motherfuckers' organs, inside organs, like major organs shut down and shit like that. Use telepathy and all of this shit to fuck them up, like put them at freezer, you know, basically. But they were still aware. And they wake this beast or whatever, it gets to going, gets to tripping. They had fucking weapons under there for their ass. Them not knowing. The motherfucker had all of it, like, over 150, okay? So he gets the fucking, putting his venom in the water or whatever, and they body starts shutting down, like 6 of them, and the fucking creature rips the dude's heads off, tearing limbs, hearing which way and all of that, right? Only supposedly 3 of these people, these doctors, scientists, made it out. They go back, somehow capture the fucking beast. What I want to know is also, how the fuck did y'all capture this thing? How? That's not even told in the story. That's, you know, the details of how they captured the bitch. Okay. Supposedly, like I said, the story's fictional. Supposedly it was covered up by Russian officials. Okay, so now Vladimir Putin, right, he wants to so-called develop, and weaponize a giant squid with the same fucking powers and, you know what I mean, strengths and shit like that. My thing is, if this shit was fake, why is it now that this motherfucker coming out and want to weaponize or develop something? How do you develop an organism, you know what I mean? I mean, I know it's science behind it or whatever, with these types of powers. My question is, have you heard of this recent shit coming out?
Yeah, the organism 46B is, and I might mispronounce this, they're calling it a cephalopod, C-E-P-H-A-L-O-P-O-D, some shit like that. And so what it is, because they have, over there in Russia, they have these fucking, what would you call that shit, that where the turbine combines these powerful-ass stations that are, you know, so powerful that they can create shit like this that sucks the fucking energy. I really didn't really pay it any attention until you said something about it. Like, I've heard of this, but I really paid it no mind, because not that I believe it's a hex or anything like that. I totally believe that this is a real story, but it's kind of like they do shit, they tell you about it, and it's up to you to choose whether or not you
right.
believe it's real. But then at the same time, I feel like it's a distraction, because don't get me wrong, I feel like this is something major to be able to alternate energy like that. Like, a lot of people don't know, but it's the same thing. Like, when people feed off your fears, that's the energy. Like, when you're
yeah.
giving me your energy, I can manipulate it. And that's what the fuck
right.
he's been doing. He's been manipulating fucking winners over there in Ukraine before he even started dropping bombs on the ass. So I don't put nothing past him.
That's what I'm saying. I'll put nothing past nothing, because you can say that it's fictional all you want, but the shit came from somewhere. Like I always say, like we always say, y'all, you know, by natural law, for them not to get karma back, they have to tell it in some type of way, and I feel like that's what it is. Now, I'm not
Fact.
Saying I'm scared.
I'm,
you know what I mean?
I'm so glad you said that,
like,
because, yes, because that's what I was going to say. When you, because a lot of people, I feel like we always think, oh, they're going to get this karma back. No, that's why they're so good at subsiding this motherfucking shit, because, hey,
yes.
I put a disclosure out there. Whether you choose to believe it or not is on you, but I said what I said.
Yes.
I did what I did. Then I said what I said, and there's no karma coming back to me for that, because bitch, I told you.
Exactly. See, I wish I could apply that to just everyday life type shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not even that fucking, I don't even be having shit. They just so got so many secrets and lies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have a bunch of shit up on you for this fucking long to keep making shit up and putting it back out there and truth coming out and making shit. Like, it's, oh, this is why I just don't be paying attention to politics and shit like that, because, baby, I goes round for round about the shit. And then, in the end, it don't even really matter, because then, they cover it back up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it'd be too much shit going on, man. I just wanted to throw that out there, because I did speak on it. And then I seen, you know what I mean? I seen a video talking about this man trying to weaponize this shit. Like, yo, that wasn't fictional. You bitches, Russia been having it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. And that treaty protected them from, you know what I'm saying? They were able to keep it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that treaty that, you know, that. Oh, you know, everybody signed, nobody's broke about the ice walls in Antarctica and all of that. Like, that, it got to do with it, man, I'm telling you. But, anywho, girl.
No, it goes back so far, because, you know, last yeah. week we talked about, even when speaking on the brain, we talked about the Enlightenment, you know, the act of reason, that age, and those people that came in and they started to study the natural laws and things like that. So they've been manipulating energy since the Anunnaki. And it's so crazy, because I don't know if you've seen it the other day, but the sky was lit up green. I don't know if you were able to see it. And it stated that we would be able to see one of the seven wonders of the world the other day. And again, mm-hmm. we know it's not in Texas, but I was able to see that shit. So I don't know, you know, honestly, if – I feel like he's doing some fucked up shit, but I think it is a cool thing behind it. But it's so much kilowatts that shit produces that is dangerous, but they have stations, been having stations, you know, designed just for this. So ain't no way in fucking hell you have all of these stations over there in Russia and this shit is just make-believe. No, people don't pull shit out their ass. Well, they can pull shit out their ass, but we ain't pulling this out our ass.
Yeah. You know what? And, you know, it's just my theory that that's the same motherfucker. Ain't no way you just develop this shit. Where did you get the fucking, you know, you got to have some type of something to go with something, to make something. You know what I mean? And it's just.
Well, when looking at it, it says it's like a glass light.
Glass light. See.
Yeah, see, so it's more like a machine now. Like, again, don't get me wrong, you did find that whatever you did, but you can't find nothing that's been there. And you probably sampled the DNA. We know clones are real, and we know y'all have the technology to alter some shit to make – y'all make these fucking robotic-ass dogs to fight in a fucking military. You think you can – I know you can make a fucking octopus. You got submarines that go down underwater. You can make some shit. Y'all doing it. So whether it's a real organism or glass-like, whatever, y'all doing it. And I really don't feel fear when it comes to it. How do you feel, like, knowing that he – we don't know what he's planning, but we know he's planning something, like – but how does that make you feel? Like, are you feared in any type of way?
Hell no. That shit did not move me, girl. I've been waiting to see some shit go down. It's so goddamn – you know what I mean? Motherfuckers, there's shit going on everywhere, girl. I'll be dreaming to see some shit. But don't let them really ever come to it. So, I mean – I don't really know how to say. I know I don't feel fear. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I got to see it. You know what I'm saying? You're not finna just harbor free energy out of me. You got to do something to me to make me see it.
Most definitely. I agree with that.
Yes. For sure. But anywho, that's just all I had to get off my chest. Girl, I was just reading. I said, no, this motherfucker ain't. But hey, if he is, if he ain't, I don't give a fuck hell. I'm ready to see some shit. And whatever happens, happens. That's how I live. You ready to jump into this music?
I am. I'm so ready. You know, I always got a story for everything, so yeah, I'm just waiting.
Bet. My first song is by Nas, I Can. This was one of my favorite fucking songs when I was little. Like, I don't know, but even to today, the affirmations in this song just, it'll lift you, for sure. It lifts me. Nas, I Can.
Get down.
Anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got her stronger than her when cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose, could have died so young, now looks ugly and old, no fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep, and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll
be where I wanna be.
Listen again, this is for grown-looking girls who's only 10, the ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID, careful, before you meet a man with HIV, you can can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I want
to
be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I want to be.
I'll be where I want to be.
Now, go.
I know I can. I know I can. Be what I want to be. Be what I want to be. If I work hard at it. If I work hard at it. I'll be where I want to be. I'll be where I want
to be. Be, before we came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow, they'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes, read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it. If I work hard.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
Man, that is, girl. Every time I hear that song, I light up on the inside. I don't give a damn how old it is.
You know, and I haven't heard that song in a long time. And it was so crazy because when I seen it on the list and I, fading it in and out, it reminded me of the project days, you know, being that project kid, but growing up knowing that I could be the fucking president if I want to. This project does not define me. You know what I'm saying? And what he said, it means so much. And I'm sorry if it went over anybody's head, but everything he fucking said, It's real life. Like, we grew up with, you know, girls that was 10 years old, 9 years old, fucking, you know what I'm saying? And you can grow out of your environment. And I just appreciate that song so much because, again, it took me back to those days when, shit, I was just an East Side kid with hopes and dreams and shit. It brought back too many memories.
I'm telling you. It do matter your environment, man, because waking up every day in the projects, man, yeah, you build character, but at the same time, that shit is so fucking discouraging. You know what I'm saying? Seeing, you know, dope fiends, you know where all the dope fiends hanging out, motherfuckers drunk all the time, dirt, trash, you know what I mean? It was just, it's projects. That's what it was made for. You know what I mean? But, girl, I cannot, I just remind you of the project days, man.
Yeah, you have me stuttering over my words because I can't even, like, put it into a sentence. Like, you just had to fucking be there. And everything you said, like, growing up around fucking crackers, that shit is scary. Like, sometimes you can't even take out the trash at night because it's a nigga waiting to ask you for a dollar or something. And you're a kid, like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we were exposed to a lot, but I feel like that built our character, and I'm speaking for you and I. And even though those days were discouraging, I'm forever grateful because, shit.
Yeah.
We ain't project babies no more.
Yeah, you know what you don't want for your kids when you grow up like that.
Exactly. But even now, you know, I feel like back then that's what they were designed to do. But now to be honest, I see it just as a place to live, like, because, again, that shit don't define who you are.
I feel it.
So with this next song, I want to get into, and it's so funny because, you know, you meet people all the time, and you never really know what people do until you start telling them about what you do. And so I met this girl on Facebook by the name of Erin, and I really met her because people were on her page mocking her, and I felt like she was very talented. I ain't going to lie, she was out there dancing in some church shoes, like some nigga church shoes, but they ain't my business. And so I was kind of like, you know what? Girl, they had the back out.
Damn.
Girl, little penny loafers with the back out, but let me shut up. And I was just like, you know what? I was feeling the song, and, you know, she was just like, she's the one that kind of like, it was like, listen, you sleeping on yourself. You can't expect people to know you making noise if you motherfucker sleep yourself. So she was just like, I'm going to dance to my song and sing my song, and no matter what I'm in, you know, no matter what I'm going through. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to play it on the podcast and, you know, get my co-host reaction. And so this is Erin Lanamy, and this is called Patience. And she's not local in our area, but she is a Facebook friend. You want to go look her up, YouTube, all that shit. She's there. And again, this is called Patience.
These feelings I'm feeling, going through the motions, I'm still healing, finding ways to cope, but I'm still dealing with these triggers you ain't know existed. I really want this, but give you resistance, showing up for you, then I go distant, like there's a message that you're missing. But my heart is so cold that defrosting, it is a mission. I've been going up, going down, round in circles, telling you things I wanna know so I don't hurt you. Not trying to nag and get in my bag cause I ain't birth you, but you gon' show me that same respect because I earned it. I know I'm the baddest bitch you met just off my mental. Slim waist and my booty kinda fat from the right angle. And all your dogs said you were fully if you leave me single. And I got my issues, but you acting real remedial. I'm the bomb, you defuse, let's set this bitch off. No persuasion, not a ruse, I'm trying to get off. Take the hint, follow the signs, it's close to tip off. The shit is vintage, real exclusive, ain't no ripoff. I'm the bomb and you defuse, let's set this bitch off. No persuasion, not a ruse, I'm trying to get off. Take the hint, follow the signs, it's close to tip off. The shit is vintage, real exclusive, ain't no ripoff. Wasting my time and I can't get it back. You showing all the signs and I'm not into that. You say you really want this, but then run it back. And if you can't see the reasons, then it's over with. Cause you know my lonely feeling hurt. Tired of feeling on and on. Tired of feeling on and on.
Yeah, I thought that was a, you know, cool little song. I like her little routine that she do to it. Queen Rich, how you like that one?
I really liked that. I really liked that. I'm going to have to go look her up.
I thought it was definitely a vibe. I played it for my kids. You know, kids, they don't really know no music. But they was mocking her when she was like, when she did the I part. And I was just like, yeah, I don't like it when she did that. Yeah. But you could tell she was really in her mood when she did it, because if you watch the video, it was just like she was really feeling herself. And I've been in the studio to where sometimes you don't know what to say. You just say something, but it go with it because, I mean, that's the mood that you're in. But I like that one.
Man, I liked it that. Yeah, I really liked it that. Definitely send me, you know, where to find us. My next song, J. Cole, Crooked Smile.
I'm away down. One of one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, no, you know I'm on my way back. They tell me I should fix my grill, cause I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how my shit is crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got pictures still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away down.
This crooked smile.
I was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, no, you know I'm on my way down.
All the women with the flaws know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling, victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. Hey, baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be in that shoe. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that cookie smile.
I'm away down.
Crooked smile with your style on them.
You were the one that was trying to keep me way down. Like the sun, you know,
we don't look nothing like the people on the screen. You know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's the crooked smile. Braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Adele? But one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef shit, nigga, let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bail now, and well now. If you asking, will I tell now? Hey, hell nah, I ain't switching cuz. Man, they get them niggas stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now. How you like this crooked smile?
I'm away down.
That crooked smile.
The one that was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, no, you know I'm coming way back round.
Crooked smile with your style on them. Crooked smile with your style on them.
You were the one that was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, no, you know I'm coming way back.
man, such a freaking confidence booster. Like, that again, when that song came out, because I've always been insecure about my smile, but everybody say I have a pretty smile. Like, I'm like, no, I don't like it. But I learned, like, that song made me learn to love my smile. But that's my shit, man. And I love that Cole. He loves women. I hate rappers that just degrade women. And you can tell he really loves women. Not only that, you know, women of his color, our color, the community. You know what I mean? He's such a great, humble dude. I love him.
Well, most definitely appreciate him. Appreciate about him, you know, he makes music for everyone to relate. It's not just the niggas, and definitely ain't calling people bitches, hoes. Now, don't get me wrong, if you hoe, you're a bitch. He might say it, but as far as in all his music, just calling women out their name, I feel like he puts shit in a different perspective for, you know, each of us. And so you can just appreciate him. And that's why it was so hard to pick between him and K-Dot, because he comes with these confident boosters. And I swear, like, I really didn't even appreciate that song until I got my jaw broke. So, I like it as well.
Okay.
But for this next song, I'm a Smoothie fan. Like, I listen to Smoothie all the time, and that's really how I met him. Was kind of like on some fan shit, not idolizing no one, but I was just, see, this was around the time I met Chevy, and it was just like, I was just meeting people, and he just, you know, he was up there, you know, but right before he got signed, like, he still had fame in where he was from, but he never was like, you know, he never got big-headed with it, so it drew me more to him, and so I think you might like this one. It got a Texas, it's that Houston, Texas shit, and it got an old school, you know, mix on it. And so I want to see how you feel about this one. This one is Moody, Nice and Slow.
I tried to sell weed, but I was smoking. Only get one Friday day like you smoking. Football of fighting, if not, then I'm posting. I treat my tool like a bed by a toast. Hand in my car, if you touch, you diabetic. The money been problems, but that's if you let it. Ran to my bands like that Michael Scaglietti. Ace on the box, they even know you in touch. If we popping Miley, we say that we boot up. I'm on the way when I say I'm a scooter. I'm on the drink if I tell you I'm scooter. Meaning a killer if I say he a shooter. Don't be banana when we say we pissed. Not no construction, this dopey, we drilling. Not no fan case, it by dough when we slipping. No blood and noses, that's out when we dripping. Dead like a fight, but it cross, we be swinging. We say sexy tea, but it hot that we drinking. We talking about pain when we say we went cane. And my pain is too wet, we Lil Walker got ain't. No Facebook or Instagram when we go live. No playground, no quarterback when we gon' slide. Not no six flags when we say that we ride. No Patty LaBelle, no who serve you them pies. I'm Michael Jordan, ain't needin' no pippin'. No flavor, no sauce, that demeanor, I'm G. Ain't talking about no foul when we say he caught sheep. Ain't back up and sheep. Tie your shoes up, you trip. Not the police, but your nigga be cuz. Know if I shoot for my shot, then I'm fucked. Six on the money, every time that I touch. That ain't no drink, bitch, you sippin' on thug. Give a damn about no car when we fuck, we say smash. Feel like a car or a truck, I'm on gas. I get cash just like a toilet, get ass. I do whatever it say on the dance. I'm from East Texas, my city, we crooked. Hoes don't want jobs, so they selling they pussy. I'm from a city where pastors be crooked. They hands on that weed and they paying for cooks. I tried to sell weed, but I was smoking. Only get one Friday day like you smoking. Football of fighting, if not, then I'm posting. I treat my tool like a bed by a toast. Hand in my car, if you touch, you diabetic. The money been problems, but that's if you let it. Ran to my bands like that Michael Scaglietti. Ace on the box, they even know you in touch. I tried to sell weed, but I was smoking. Only get one Friday day like you smoking. Football of fighting, if not, then I'm poking. I treat my tool like a bed by a toast. Can in my car, if you touch, you diabetic. The money been problems, but that's if you let it. Ran to my bands, I just Michael Scaglietti. Ace on the box, they even know you in touch. Home up from Texas, she cheat, I'm a beast. Leave you on task support, cheaper the key. Pistol on hip, just like me, kept his beat. Deuce and the Xander, boy, caught at a sleep. All of my dogs, that's a rhyme, it's like howler. Even on highway, we twisting up dogs. Be saying weak, ho, you see like a soul. He from the hood, but he fall like a pole. I got Gucci shoes, I just want them to be. Stop acting broke, I said I'm done. opportunity. I play with rats like Serena and Tina. There's a Columbia in the map like a demon. They keep on rapping, we gon' be rich one day. See, I sip codeine, but my bitch drank bomb. My flavor, my drip, my sauce, my feng shui. Ass like a waffle, her face a Beyonce. My son beats make me feel like I'm pimp. Moon rockin' bun got me high like a blimp. Light to my teeth and that gon' make a glimp. Feeling good doctor that wrote me a script. You niggas not real, no, you niggas be talking. You got it backwards like blood, quit walking. Act hard but sneeze and you niggas lip lawyers. Act hard but sneeze and you niggas lip lawyers. Big make a curl up, sit like activator. What come with money, that pussy and hater. I see a bitch that I fuck, I'm a shaker. Cause while my eyes ain't just smoking Jamaica. Old school is just chopping that bitch coming down. Go on a date before I fuck you a clown. That's like you buying a car you don't drive. Whoever said Texas ain't bad, then they lie. Smoke it. Only get one Friday day like you smoke. Football of fighting, if not then I'm poking. I treat my tool like a bed by a toad. Can't in my car if you touch you diabetic. The money been problems, but that's if you let it. Ran in my bands like that Michael Scaglietti. Ace on the box, even know you in touch. I tried to sell weed, but I was with smoking. Only get one Friday day like you smoke. Football of fighting, if not then I'm poking. I treat my tool like a bed by a toad. Can't in my car if you touch you diabetic. The money been problems, but that's if you let it. Ran in my bands, I just might go for Ace on the box, even know you in touch.
That motherfucker said, dick make a curl up just like Activator. I want some of that. But how you like that, Queen Rich?
Definitely will bump that shit. I need me a slag. So I want a slag so bad. The hood in me, like, I just see me riding in my whip. You know what I'm saying? Got that. And you know what? I feel like that would sound so much liver chopped and screwed. You know what I'm saying? He killed it to me. Shit. You know, I'm Texas all day, baby. I feel like I want to get on the beat.
But I didn't want to play that. I didn't know how you felt about Chopped and Screwed, because I listen to Chopped and Screwed music all the time, but I didn't know if I,
what?
You know, because people be like, that's outdated, but I didn't want to be like, hey, check this out, Chopped and Screwed on the show. I knew I should have fucking played it, Chopped and Screwed.
You so should have, because I knew it. I said, man, I was just thinking that too. I was like, damn, I bet that hoe sound bad that a motherfucking Chopped and Screwed. Whoever, Moody, he did it. He did it for me on that one. Definitely will rock bump that. My next one, I got Kanye West, All Falls Down. This was, I really didn't even know what the fuck they were saying. You know, I think that's safe on that. But I didn't know what they were saying on the chorus. But until I read what the song was called, after a little while, I've been singing it wrong. But, yeah, Kanye West, All Falls Down.
Oh, it all,
yeah.
All falls down.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you.
Southside, Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents to look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new pairs. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses and drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. For the road to riches and diamond rings. Time because
cause they hate us. Floss cause they the greatest. We tryna buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a band, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gon' call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside, cause they made us hate ourselves and love they wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. But fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again, cause I wanna be on 106 and far, wishing a bit. I wanna act for all of it like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside, Southside, we gon' set this party off right.
Now, I'm not the one to say that I'm just, you know, a huge fan of Kanye music and stuff like that. I do believe he's a great artist. I'm a fan of his antics. Like, he keeps the drama up, girl. Like, like, it's not even the fucking music at this point. It's like, what is it now? What is it now? But I don't believe he's a crazy man. I think he's actually a very, you know, intelligent man. How do you feel, you know, about, I'm not sure if I asked before, but how do you feel about Kanye?
I love him. I hate that he ever got with that. I'm not even going to call her nothing, but I just hate that for him because she ruined him. And I had to go off on somebody on Facebook, and I really try to mind my business because every time I say something on Facebook, I end up getting blocked. I'm blocked currently. My page is on restriction, so I can only do so much. All because I said, this girl was dancing, whatever they was. I said, oh, I thought she was a tranny. Because it was. And I was just, because she's, I'm a woman. You women can't tell me nothing. You're not a woman. Like, you're not a woman. Sorry. So, so I'm blocked. But she was just like, I can't believe Kim Kardashian stooped so low to go with some trash like that. So I don't know if she meant trash as him as a human or him trash by the color of his skin. But either way, it was just like, no, bitch, it's, you know, why would he fuck with her? Like, bitch done been ran through. Your mama put your sex tape out. You hoes is hoes. Cloned ass hoes.
Yeah.
And then your last kids, and even your kids. Like, I can't respect no bitch like that. You want to have a surrogate because you so worried about your body. Girl, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But I love Kanye. He's not crazy. I don't feel like with him, I feel like it's only dramatic because he tries to prove to people that we need to believe him, and it's kind of just like, bro, we believe you. We see this shit. And I feel like it's fucked up because in one of the interviews, he was talking about how they made him sacrifice his mom. And I believe shit like that. Like, you're not getting famous just because you got talent. Don't get me wrong. I feel like everyone should be famous or, you know, whatever, the rich be because of their talent. But we know that shit don't work like that.
You got to fund yourself when you got talent. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Like, niggas that fund themselves and, like, what, Titty Boy, what his name? God damn it. What his name?
Two Chainz.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dolph. Shit like when they come in the game with their own fucking money, $2 million, you know what I'm saying? $5 million and shit like that off of street money. Man, the people can't tell them shit. And people cannot tell them shit, but that's all I got to say.
No, I agree. Money Man as well, because, like, how he was with Birdman and he had money before he came into the shit. He was able to buy his masters, buy his record deal out. I love shit like that because they were having you in here doing some shit that you really ain't with for some funds, like, and it ain't cool.
Exactly.
But,
this next song that I got, it will be my last song for the night. And this one is Coop D in Show Money, All I Know.
Hottest around here, they know that I'm hitting. I'm setting the bar like the vision. We ain't the same. Cooper gon' turn up the city. They know that me shining's a given. Get you a life, stay the fuck out my business. And listen, something I'ma finish. Most of these dudes act like women, but I don't know how that shit feel, cause I'm out of my feelings. Fuck how they living. I leave a bitch there like she giving. Y'all really my one in a million. Y'all twist up like Aunt Vivian. She put it all on the line, she a symbol. Won't leave me dry like a spoonful of cinnamon. Common sense with the sense how we getting it. Common sense with investments, we getting rich. We gon' do it again and again and again and again, cause all I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. Hey, all I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. One monkey don't stop no show. Nah, nigga keep stunting, keep getting money. All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. Hey, all I know. Keep getting money, one monkey don't stop no show. Nah, nigga keep stunting, keep getting money.
All I know is I'ma keep getting money. I ain't worried about what he doing. Big old bags, that's all I see. And these suckers, I see throwing. I can see they stuck in the mud. They ain't fucking with cuz. Cuz, I'ma keep moving. Gotta keep it G with my peeps. You know I ride with the heat. Speak brief, I leave toothless. Ride with the roof off. It's a bad little whip. Same color as the nose on Rudolph. This mink, sit back, take your shoes off. This ice up a real nigga cool off. We flipping in and kicking it like foosball. Boy, I stay fresher than a pair of new drawers. I'ma be here whenever my dudes call. And if my dudes call, ooh, real bad, how I do y'all? But I don't plan on that, but I stand on that. When you get cheese, you ain't playing with the rat. Real talk, nigga, I'm just playing with some facts. Came from the gang, so I'm raised from the crack era. You can't name another nigga that's better. Gotta get the dough, even in bad weather. When it comes to getting paid, nigga,
all
it's whatever.
All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. Hey, all I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. One monkey don't stop no show. Nah, nigga keep stunting, keep getting money. All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. All I know is keep stunting, keep getting money. Hey, all I know. It's keep stunting, keep getting money. One monkey don't stop no show. Nah, nigga keep stunting, keep getting money.
How you like that one, Queen Rich?
I like the best thing. I just, girl, okay, I'm fucking with it. For sure, for sure. Now, one thing I will say is I'm not going to act like I be on their music all, you know what I'm saying? Them two, they music really, I fuck with it. They flow, I fuck with it. The beats, I fuck with it. Like, I fucks with it all day. Yes. Yes, 100. My next song, this is my last one. And this one is by, this is what I've been on, okay? So I've been on this for about 2 weeks now. You know what I'm saying? Listening to this song. He is local and, I'm not going to call him a local rapper or nothing because I don't know, but this is by Big Dog Jazz, and he got a feature with T-Rail. Too much. I mean, I'm talking about too much, man. Say it.
Me do too much, my nigga. A lot of shit, nigga. A lot of shit, nigga. I done been through too much. Been through too much, my nigga.
Too much.
Been through too much.
I done seen too much.
I done seen too much, my nigga.
Too much.
Seen too much.
I done been through too much.
Been through too much, my nigga.
Too much.
Been through too much.
I done seen too much.
I done seen too much, my nigga.
Too much.
Seen too much.
Hey, been through too much. I ain't had. That trap tryna have some. Sure took my charger, man, it's past Sunday. Family turn, nigga, snitch when you getting money. Bullets, they shot up my dog. Had to shake back from a loss. We was getting in them trenches. Money turn them niggas into bitches. Time turn these niggas into witness. Counterfeit money, I don't know the difference. I just spent a couple on this pendant. I just had to tell them on they business. I remember Zoa set my calls when I was in prison. I remember mama smoking dope in that kitchen. On that road with that word, gotta come and be my city.
I'm the man in my city.
And they just hit my nigga spook with a sentence.
Been through too much, my nigga. Been through too much.
I done seen too much.
I done seen too much, my nigga.
Seen too much.
I done been through too much. Been through too much, my nigga. Been through too much.
I done seen too much.
I done seen too much, my nigga.
regardless of what we went through or seen, a lot of us did not turn out that way. And this is one guy that I can definitely say, you know what I mean, that I myself is proud of, like just on a personal level. Like, that's some real ass shit that you can go out, you can come up out of this shit. Like, if you come out that motherfucker and you got your businesses going, you got, you know, regardless of whatever you've done or had to do to get there, you got there and you still going, that's some shit that to be proud of. And, you know, I know you got a story for me. Please tell it.
Well, I actually got several stories. He had me tease that he's a man in his city. Don't get me wrong. I'm forever proud of him because, like you said, he did come a long way. And it was so funny because I wanted to get on here and tell him another story, but I told him about the show, so I don't know if he's listening. I don't want to be putting my business out there. But I remember one day he was motherfucking trying to – well, my cousin, they had already – I guess they had something going before us or whatever. And that motherfucker was at the motherfucking car wash, you know, where Sullivan used to be jumping. And,
yeah.
Girl, they caught themselves up there trying to be hugged up. And I guess she gave him an earring that says Jazz, because her name's Jazz Zika. And girl was a motherfucking bad on them. I feel bad to this day because it was just like, you know, listen, you didn't have to do all that, because I did say I didn't want him no more. And it was so funny because he was just like, I'm so sorry. I was like, nope, if he's sorry, you would eat my butt and give me $200. And, you know, back then, niggas was barely eating pussy, so it was so funny. He was just like, okay. He was like, okay. And then it was just so funny because he was one of those people that, even after we stopped fucking around, we fucked around for a little bit, and I really just did it to make his baby mama mad because he had told me she was talking about me. And so, I don't know, we just cool. And the last time we seen each other, the last time I seen him when I was with somebody, it was when I was with JJ, and he was just like, I can't get a hug. And I don't know how the hell JJ saw that shit from the car, but he did. Because he walked in Walmart and was like, this is the fuck you doing?
I was just like, oh, my God, it's just so embarrassing. But, yeah, we used to have fun times. The motherfucker thought he was Jody or somebody trying to slap somebody that ain't that coochie. I didn't like that. It was toxic, like toxic. And, like, we too young to even be doing this. Like, we still in high school. It was, like, my senior year. But, yeah, he was toxic. Oh, God. But, again, proud of him. He forever cool. We forever cool.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I fuck with that song for sure. For sure. And I think he got another one coming out that I'm going to fuck with heavy, too, because I already like it. He's putting snippets on. I'm ready for it to drop. But, yeah, find him on Apple, YouTube. He said on all platforms. So, fuck with Dick Dog Jazz. And we're going to close out. I'm not sure if you have any last words. Okay.
No, just come back and fuck with us tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yes, for the Motivational Monday show. And again, on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we out.